Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Life is so different as we work from home or as we pursue some sort of certification or hobbies that we thought we never had the time to get around to doing, you know, circa 4 to 6 weeks ago. It's just such a different environment. And I think that as you tune in with us each and every week, it's really awesome that we have the opportunity to put a positive spin on these things and help be a beacon of learning and just that like pat on the back of positive reinforcement, because we all need it at this particular time more than ever likely. And I would like to give a special nod to some of our sponsors that presently are not open for business, but do have ways that you can help to support them and to support their customer base. Like, for example, as a lady, I know that I have some tricks and some tools to help sustain and maintain my hair color while my favorite salon, True Colors, is closed to the general public as a non-essential business. However, when my husband said to me, what would you like for Mother's Day? What are some of these things that I can get for you to make you feel good? And of course, give certificates to True Colors or to some of our other sponsors like Foxy Nails Salon and Spa is a great way that once we're able to bounce back into business, to support these locals and let them know that their client base missed them while they were unable to provide us some services. And same case in point to all my lovely listeners, you can in fact go about reaching out to them through their websites or through social media and try and get on the calendar so you can be one of the first ones that they see and make you feel so foxy and fabulous when you get your manicures or your pedicures, or if you go see our friends over at True Colors with that fresh cut and color and style, like, you know, post COVID. Like, what's your look going to be post COVID? That's the question. So big shout out to them. And of course, to Blue Star in downtown Vero, where Kitty will be bringing back some live jazz and some delicious cuisine once she's able to open her doors. So we love our sponsors. And the guest that we have on the show today is going to really help reveal a couple of things that we can do in this COVID environment that we're in, both at home as well as in our daily lives, so that we can get the most out of our skin. And I'm really excited because we've had the pleasure of connecting through the Vero Premier Women's Networking Group, which is what I host on that second Friday of each month. You can check out the directory and be part of the directory at the VeroPremierWomen'sNetwork.com. So here in the studio, we have with us board-certified dermatologist Divya Hirani. And her and her husband own a local dermatology office and are wells of information. So I've got a bunch of questions, darling. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, and hopefully I can answer some questions for everyone and get everyone looking as fabulous as possible pre and post COVID.
This is good. I love it. And if we could all look as fabulous as you, that would be divine. You kind of remind me a little bit of like Princess Jasmine. Just saying. It's a very good compliment. She was one of my favorites. So I do want our listeners to understand at least, and I think bite size is best. Mm-hmm. So I love the top three of anything. So what would you suggest might be three of the things that we can all do to improve our skin right now? We have time on our hands.
Absolutely. So for all my patients that come and see me, I preach the same three things over and over again because I think they're so important. Number one is SPF, because over time we all get sun exposure and sun damage. Sun damage comes in many ways. Not only can it cause skin cancer, which we know as we age we can develop squamous cell, basal cell, but we also get sun damage in the form of just wrinkling. Yes. Sunspots. So I always recommend an SPF. SPF over the number 35 is really best. I would say the higher, really the better. SPF 55, SPF even 100 is, you know, for anyone that's going out for a long day on the boat, for just a ton of sun exposure, SPF is the way to go.
Good tip. And out of curiosity, where does one find SPF 100? Because I can honestly say that's not a number I see frequently.
It's really not. So, you know, Walgreens, even CVS, all those pharmacies should have it. Neutrogena, Aveeno, these are common brands that do deliver SPF products. We actually make our own SPF because I found it so important to have an SPF that doesn't have chemicals in it, that really has the potent ingredients, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Those are the two ingredients that are physical sunscreens that you want to look for in any of the brands.
Oh,
so
wow.
We created our own.
And does it smell sensational to boot?
It does smell pretty good without the chemicals.
Well, that's a bonus. Okay. And of course, as our listeners are taking all of this in, where would they go to purchase said SPF that you all make in-house?
So I have my SPF and many other products available online at haryanidderm.com, haryanidderm.com, and then also in our office. So any of the patients that see us, we have it readily available. That way they don't have to go out searching for the best brand possible to get the coverage that they need.
You keep it there, easy to access. And where is your office again?
So our office is located right on US 1. It's 8745 US Highway 1. It's right by the Wabasso 510 Bridge. So as soon as you come off the bridge onto 510, you go a little bit north, and it's right there across about Burger King.
It's a beautiful building, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, the expansion on it was second to none.
Thank you.
So we conquered SPF.
Yes.
Proceed.
So the other two items that I mentioned are vitamin C and retinoids. So anyone over the age of, I would say, 30, if not earlier, really should start a retinoid because it's just the best thing you can do for your skin. So number one, what it does is skin cell turnover. So that means it goes into your cells and it actually causes the ones that are dead to exfoliate off. And it causes the new ones underneath your skin to come and proliferate. And it improves your collagen over time. So that helps with decreasing wrinkling. It helps with your sunspots. It's really just an overall great anti-aging medication. There's different types of retinoids. The one that we actually prescribe in office goes to your pharmacy. So it's the most potent type of retinoid.
Mm.
You can certainly get ones that are over-the-counter that have retinol in it, and that's a different component. It's not as concentrated, but it can do some of the work. Again, you want to go with a reputable brand because there's so many different brands out there, and they make all sorts of claims that sometimes aren't true. So again, we created our own brand of retinol as well with different percentages to be able to deliver the right ingredient to go to the right depth of the skin surface. Some brands besides our own that I would recommend are Aveeno has a fabulous retinol in it. And then some of that more higher end brands like Obagi that are tried and true, I definitely recommend to my patients as well. It can be a little bit pricier. And the one thing I would suggest is to not get things off of Amazon, because there's a lot of retailers that sell things on Amazon that are counterfeit products that, you know, they sometimes get the real thing, they empty it out and put just junk in it.
So I've had vicious.
Yeah, I've had a lot of, unfortunately, my patients come to me and say, hey, I got this off Amazon and it caused this rash. And lo and behold, it's because there was ingredients that weren't supposed to be in there that was completely counterfeit.
That is a good public service announcement. I hadn't even thought of that. In the world of having everything delivered to your front door, that's good to be on the lookout because, of course, going online to Hiraniderm, those things can be drop shipped to your house as well, correct?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. And you know that, again, you're getting it from a dermatologist who's been trained, who knows to look for the right ingredients. So that's really why I put those products out there for people, is because I wanted to make sure what my patients were getting was quality. So, and then the last thing I wanted to mention was the vitamin C. That's super important, too, because it's an antioxidant. So, in fact, you can do a small test if you have vitamin C at home and you've gotten it from a reputable source, because there's lots of different manufacturers and brands that sell, you know, vitamin C products. What you can do is take a little drop of vitamin C and put it on an apple that's been freshly sliced. Now, the apple that received that drop of vitamin C should not kind of turn color as quickly as the other counter half of the apple without the vitamin C. So that's how you can tell if it's potent or not, because the antioxidants is actually that good. And so for your skin, what it does is it actually helps to, again, fade those sunspots that we get over time and then help your cells basically proliferate. It helps them grow into what they're supposed to grow into instead of kind of turn into like an aging source where it turns into wrinkles. So it's another way for you to help kind of overall anti-age your skin.
So we're talking about vitamin C as a serum, not as an ingestible.
Yes, sorry, clarified. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's mm-hmm. a topical form of vitamin C. So, you know, the one that you ingest is, of course, great for your immunity, and that may have some effects on your skin as well. But the one that you really want to get is topical, because that helps go into those layers of your skin and actually help to keep those cells strong.
Beautiful. Those are excellent tips and three bite-sized things that we can all certainly adhere to and do some research to find products that fit in our lifestyle and our budget and hopefully be easy to come to us in this present climate that we're all living in. Now, you did touch on skin cancer, and it would be foolish of me not to delve a little bit deeper, because I love Florida. I love sunshine. And as a result, we know that those two things, if not properly regulated without using the SPF like you so vigilantly led with as to the top three things we can do, those could, in fact, translate into skin cancer down the road. And so you had mentioned that there's some tried and true signs of skin cancer that anyone can be able to detect on themselves or on a loved one.
Absolutely. So I think it always starts at home first, trying to detect skin cancer yourself. And then, of course, coming in to see a board certified dermatologist is super important. On that note, you know, again, when looking for a provider, look for someone who has been trained specifically in dermatology if you're going to them to look for skin cancer, because we've had years of training after medical school to actually go and identify and tell apart a normal freckle from something that could be more dangerous, like a melanoma. And those are things you don't want to take lightly, because melanoma is one of the more deadlier forms of skin cancer. The way to try to at least identify it as a layperson looking at your own body is a mole, perhaps, that has grown and changed. So things that we look for are the ABCDs of melanoma. So A is for asymmetry, a mole that's suddenly become asymmetric. It used to be a perfectly round circle, and now it's kind of an odd shape that, you know, has transformed. B is for borders, so the borders have changed and grown. C is for color, so used to be a brown and black spot, and now it's suddenly become a little bit bluish or grayish in color. It's become red, and it's itching, or it's becoming aggravated. So those are things, again, to look for. Diameter is D. And so generally what we say is anything greater than a pencil eraser size that's grown is something that you definitely want to watch out for, because normally they're a little bit, you know, the moles tend to stay smaller. So if it's growing in size and it's a true mole, then we definitely need to take a look at it and perhaps do a biopsy.
The ABCDs. I like it. I am a big fan of anything that's sort of like an acronym, so that it just sticks with folks, and it's certainly good for them to be able to say, I see where this has changed. She's described the color. She's described the diameter. Those are things that have changed, and now I should probably make that consultation.
Exactly. And then we can take a better look. We have evaluation devices in our office with dermatoscopes that are magnifying glasses that we can actually take a look inside the mole and see exactly what those cells are doing, if they're kind of look a little bit abnormal, the pigment patterns abnormal. And then if we decide that it is abnormal, what we do is a little biopsy. A biopsy is basically taking a shave of that skin and sending it to a pathologist, who then looks at every single cell and determines whether or not that cell is actually cancerous or not. If we do evaluate and say it is cancerous, we call the person back into the office, and then we kind of make a game plan together. A lot of things we can offer ourselves. I've been trained to do excisions and Mohs surgery and other variety of ways to be able to help get rid of that spot permanently, so that it doesn't continue to grow and the cancer doesn't continue to spread.
So let's touch on two of those things real quick, if we can. When you talk about performing the biopsy, what's the turnaround on that when you send it off and you wait for the results?
So typically we say about 2 weeks. So a patient comes in, we look at a spot and we decide together, look, this needs a biopsy. It warrants that. It's a fairly simple procedure. We inject it with a numbing cream and then, sorry, not a cream. We actually inject it and with lidocaine and epinephrine. And then after that, we take a little shave off of it. So it's like you nicked yourself shaving, not uh-huh. much deeper than that. And then we send it off to the lab. That takes about 2 weeks for it to process. And then we call the patient in after those 2 weeks to discuss the results in person so we can make a plan together. As their provider, we can offer a multitude of things. But if the cancer sometimes has gone too deep and it's gone beyond their skin, we need to make a plan together to maybe have a bigger excision or maybe even go to an oncologist.
Really? Now, you had touched on the Mohs surgery, and this is something that is probably familiar sounding to a number of our listeners, yet they might not know in depth what that is. And that's something that you all can do in-house.
Absolutely. So both me and my husband, again, we're both board-certified dermatologists, so we've been trained to do Mohs surgery, which is a way where we can minimally excise a part of the tissue so that, say you have a skin cancer on your nose, certainly to get rid of that skin cancer, you don't want a giant hole there left behind, and you want the best cosmetic process to be in place. So what we do is take minimal margins, so we take exactly only what we need to, and we look at it in the same moment in our own microscope in the lab. We process the tissue so that we can look at all the margins. So we look around the entire specimen to see if there's any skin cancer that's present, and we look at the deep end, too, to make sure there's no skin cancer at the deep part of it. If we see no skin cancer cells left behind in that moment, then in the same day, we can actually put the skin back together. And that allows for you to have the procedure done all in one day and walk out knowing that you're skin cancer free.
That is huge. I mean, let's face it, we are a bit of a convenient society, and that makes it very convenient once it's able to properly be diagnosed. So we are going to go on a short break, but I do want our listeners to be able to have the opportunity. Presently, are you all actually taking appointments, or is this something that you would be offering some further consultations in May, what have you?
So, yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, we have a lot of patients that need certain urgent appointments. So anyone that's having a rash or a flare-up, or they're having a spot that they're extremely worried about that they feel is a melanoma or is a skin cancer, in those cases, we are taking appointments because we don't want those patients to get missed and not be adequately taken care of. Now, things that are general skin cancer evaluations, you're not necessarily worried about a rash or anything urgent, we're encouraging to give that a little bit of time so that you can get that scheduled in May and so forth, so that we keep the appointments really available for urgent cases currently.
That makes a lot of sense. So if they wanted to just do a little bit more research online and then potentially call to schedule an appointment for in the summertime, how do they go about reaching you?
So our website is a great resource. We have tons of information available for who we are, what we provide, and different materials on skin cancer itself. And then also our general number is 772-217-5362. Again, that's 772-217-5362. And our receptionist can definitely adequately triage people and get them in on the right times.
Excellent. I love that there's options for our listeners, especially as we get ready to roll into those peak high summer months. You are listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery here in the studio with Divya Hirani of Hirani Dermatology. We have so much more in store, so don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, We've got house-cured Gravilox for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Glove Moving and Storage.
During these challenging COVID-19 times affecting our community and country, White Glove Moving and Storage has stepped up our sanitation routines to include all CDC protocol and pre-screening questions. If you have a move coming up, our team is committed to making it safe, affordable, and easy. As a local business who believes in supporting local whenever possible, we look forward to being of service and wish you all health and prosperity.
866-GLOVE-10.
All right, welcome back. The Vero Insider, where to go, what you're trying, how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully, we're going to give you some great information. Quick shout out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. If you are looking to refinance, if you want to talk about home ownership and potentially utilize some of that stimulus money so that you can have a house of your own, by all means, sit down, have this complimentary consultation with the Caliber Home Loan team. You will be so happy that you did. And a special shout out to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Even in the midst of this COVID environment, our movers are still out there to help make your move possible. We are taking all the proper precautions in addition to having now portable hand washing stations on all of our trucks that are going to be a permanent fixture. Oh, yeah. Super excited. It's a no-brainer. A-plus rated with the BBB, Angie's List, and more. We would love the opportunity to make your move easy. We have our best rates that we've ever had in place extending throughout the end of April to help just alleviate some of the costs associated with these last minute things that are arising as a result of this COVID-19. Thank you so much. The beautiful Divya Hirani of Hirani Dermatology is with us today. She has some tips about better skincare. And for those that missed the first half, we are going to be able to have a resource with a link for her website on our Facebook page at the Vero Insider, or you can visit veroinsider.com, where we'll have live links to her there as well. Botox. People talk about it all the time. A lot of ladies use it. Clearly it's safe, but you want a professional to do it.
I agree. I mean, completely. You know, in this day and age, it seems like everyone is offering Botox around the corner. So
for sure. It does seem that way.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I always trust my face to an expert. I trust my hair to an hair expert. So I would say the same goes for Botox. Dermatologists are specifically trained in different areas of cosmetics, whether it's Botox or fillers. It's something that we actually undergo complete training for. So we know our anatomy, we know the injection very well. So Botox is just kind of a generic term for neuromodulators. And what that does is it helps to prevent and actually treat wrinkles. So what it does is paralyze a part of your muscle so that you can't keep making that repetitive motion over and over again, causing those wrinkles to form. So for example, when we put in your forehead, you're not able to then necessarily raise your eyebrows completely as much as you were able to before getting it. And that's kind of the point, because you don't want to make that expression and show those wrinkles over and over again. And that helps give a more youthful appearance. So that's something we definitely do in office. Again, we're putting it off until after kind of everything settles down with COVID, because that is not an emergency.
Correct.
As much as people would think it is.
Well, and then in summary, men are just as willing in this day and age to want to proceed with Botox and other treatment options. So once again, your website for our listeners?
HarianiDerm.com.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. You've been listening to the Vero Insider. Stay safe, everyone. Happy hand washing. Until next week. Cheers.